Morning Watch, Living in and with the Divine Trinity, Week 2. Living in the Divine Trinity by enjoying Christ as our life supply, by living Christ for his magnification, and by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ in our spirit. Wednesday related verses. Philippians chapter 1, verses 19 through 21. For I know that for me this will turn out to salvation, through your petition and the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and hope, that in nothing I will be put to shame, but with all boldness as always, even now Christ will be magnified in my body, whether through life or through death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. Who has also made us sufficient as ministers of a new covenant, ministers not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. So then, my beloved, even as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much rather in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who operates in you, both the willing and the working for his good pleasure. Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 through 10. But what things were gains to me, these I have counted as loss on account of Christ. But moreover, I also count all things to be loss on account of the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, on account of whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as refuse, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is out of the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is out of God and based on faith, to know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. Colossians chapter 1, verse 24. I now rejoice in my sufferings on your behalf, and fill up on my part that which is lacking of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body, which is the church. Related reading. To live in the divine Trinity is to live Christ for his magnification. We live Christ for his magnification only through the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. When we live by the Spirit and walk by the Spirit, spontaneously we live Christ to magnify him. The factor, the element, and the sphere of our living should be the life-giving Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ as the bountiful supply. The term, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, means that the Spirit is Jesus Christ. He is the rich Spirit as our life supply, and he is in our spirit. This is why we need to stress the matter of our spirit. We need to turn to our spirit, exercise our spirit, and stir up our spirit, because in our spirit is the very resurrection, who is the living one, the pneumatic Christ, the life-giving Spirit. In the bountiful supply of the Spirit, we have Christ's divinity, humanity, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension. The Spirit today is not merely the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jehovah, or the Holy Spirit. Having passed through the process of incarnation, human living, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension, the Spirit is now the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Within him, there is a living supply. which includes all kinds of divine, spiritual, heavenly ingredients. Through this bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, Paul's circumstances turned out to his salvation. He was saved constantly and instantly through this bountiful supply. In Paul's bodily sufferings, Christ was magnified, that is, shown or declared great, shown to be without limitation, exalted and extolled. His sufferings afforded him opportunity to express Christ in his unlimited greatness. Only Christ would he have magnified in him, not the law or circumcision. To magnify Christ under any circumstances is to experience him with the topmost enjoyment. The word magnify means to make something large to our sight. Perhaps you are wondering how Christ can be magnified, since he is already universally great. According to Ephesians chapter 3, the dimensions of Christ, the breadth, length, height, and depth, are immeasurable. They are the dimensions of the universe. Although Christ is vast, extensive, and immeasurable, in the eyes of the Praetorium, the imperial guard of Caesar, Christ was virtually non-existent. In their eyes, there was not such a person as Jesus Christ. However, Paul magnified Christ. He made him great before the eyes of others, especially before the eyes of those who guarded him in prison. As a result, some eventually turned to Christ. Evidence of this is found in Philippians chapter 4, verse 22, where Paul speaks of the saints of Caesar's household. Through Paul's magnification of Christ, even some in Caesar's household were saved. At the time of Paul's imprisonment, the Jews were despised by the Romans. The Romans were the conquerors, and the Jews were the conquered ones. Among these conquered ones, there was a man named Jesus. Although he is great and most wonderful, in the eyes of the Romans, he was nothing. But as Paul was held captive in a Roman prison, he magnified Christ, making him to appear great in the eyes of his captors. Where you work or go to school, people may look down on Christ. They may ridicule him and take his name in vain. Therefore, you need to let others see Christ not in a small way, but in the way of enlargement, of magnification.